Asked to do really unreasonable, or merely a different way to get the job done? Were you simply put off by the manner or quirkiness of your coworker's personality? You must step back for an objective look. Now, that may sound simple, but if it were, a book like this would not be needed. Most of us are bewildered by the difficult people problems at work. We don't know how to work with curmudgeons, cranks, Looney Tunes, whiners, or narcissists. I suggested to Lauren that she needed an aerial perspective to figure out who was the problem. Lauren understood, telling me, "I always feel lost in New York City, an ant in the midst of skyscrapers, traffic, and people everywhere, with streets in all directions. But when I am looking at the city from above, it is easier to put it in perspective." Relationships need the same type of aerial view. You can't figure out whether you are the problem or if the blame belongs to the other guy if you are stuck in the middle of the fray. Just as when we wander amidst skyscrapers, in relationship quagmires we are on the ground, stuck between emotions, stung by out-of-the-blue encounters, wondering if we are the cause, and questioning what we should do to make things better. In the midst of that chaos, we must corral our emotions, whip them into shape, and react with objectivity. It becomes even more difficult to distance yourself if you bring your home problems to work, where they piggyback onto coworker problems. Leave personal problems at home so that when you step into the workplace, you deal with only work issues. There are enough of those to keep you busy. Stepping back to gain some objectivity about the situation begins your journey out of your emotional maze. You may come to the conclusion your negative reactions are unwarranted. Or you may affirm that your discernment hit the target. You are dealing with a jerk. The good news is discerning who is the problem frees you from swirling emotions. But you are not off the hook. You are part of a team. It is crucial to mature your skills at peacefully working with those whose burrs irritate. Aerial vision clears away illusion. Wrong actions are wrong. Wrong responses to wrong actions are equally wrong. Aerial vision gives you an objective perspective by which you can determine the possibilities, the improbabilities, and the impossibilities. The yardstick measurement. If you are objective and view a difficult relationship as if you are an outsider, you will often find that your judgment is far more rigid and unforgiving for some than for others. Differing yardstick measurements are why you can find the capriciousness of a certain coworker or acquaintance entertaining, while the same behavior in someone else is a potential earthquake. There's a woman in my office who is so off the wall that she makes me cringe, then chuckle with laughter, Lauren said. I really like her, but I am glad she isn't on my team. Her sarcasm and mouthy put down.